In a new memoir, a Connecticut author writes about how she leaves her home once a year and travels to where the wild Icelandic horses roam. Book critic Joan Baum has this review.
Tori Bilski could have called her well-written and witty memoir of riding horses in northern Iceland, Wild Horses of the Midnight Sun. But naming it Wild Horses of the Summer Sun shows her writing creds. The alliteration effectively plays on the popular image many people associate with this starkly beautiful land of lupine fields and black volcanic sandbanks, not to mention the Johnny Mercer lyrics in that old jazz standard, Midnight Sun. Like Mercer, Bilski evokes a nostalgic warmth for what is gone, but indelibly remembered because it was so affecting. In Wild Horses of the Summer Sun, the love is for Icelandic horses and this country not far from the Arctic Circle, an unusual destination when Bilski started going there years ago, having heard about the horses from a woman who owned a horse farm in the Berkshires. The marvel of this moving, funny, episodic narrative is that Bilski turns living on a horse farm in Iceland with other women for a week every June into a universal story. You don't have to love horses, riding, or Iceland in order to appreciate this fine memoir. The subject may be the small Icelandic horses with their two extra gaits, long manes, and thick hides, but the theme is revival of spirit, reclamation of the soul, if only for a while. From the very first time Bilski goes, she's obsessed, a girl again, smitten. As the book's epigraph from Virginia Woolf puts it, blame it or praise it, there is no denying the wild horse in us. The impulse to gallop intemperately, fall on the sand tired out, to feel the earth spin. So there she was in Connecticut in 1999, Victoria Bilski, in her mid-40s, relatively happy, secure with a nice job at Yale, but feeling, well, ordinary. And then she was in Iceland, meeting up with eight women, all save one strangers. The casual friend whom she had known from riding horses in the States had gone to Þingeyrar and told her about the horse farm there. But why Iceland? Why women? Why her? The answers change as the years go by, and women new to the once-a-year gig join the group. Originally a 9-member collection of different ages and financial circumstances, varying personalities and health issues, psychological as well as physical, the women are differentiated in scenes full of dialogue as if in a stage play. The love of horses rules. It's boredom, curiosity, fear of complacency, not the need for diversionary therapy that drives the author to want to ride horses in Iceland. And it's a sense of time's winged chariot at her back, as well as a fondness for two of the women who come back each year that also motivates her to return and finally write about the experience. The memoir engages not just because of the fascinating lore about Iceland, its people, history, myths, horses, and their place in the economy of the country, because of Bilski's poetic gifts, unsentimental observation of others, and modest, self-mocking tone. Iceland is now a hot spot. When Bilski first visited in 2001, there were 20,000 tourists a year. Now that number surpasses 2 million. At some point, she writes, you lose whatever it is that makes your heart beat. It doesn't have to be a horse or a particular country, but we all need our Iceland thing. Do we ever? I'm Joan Baum.
Joan Baum is an arts critic who lives in Springs, Long Island, and she's host of the podcast Baum on Books. You can listen to that via our website, WSHU.org.